When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton.
He's got a bag for your Maldemar.
Troll,
make the whole world shout.
He deep cleaned my guttering. He showed me where to park in town. He turbocharged my wheelie bin. He put all the vegetables at Sainsbury's into alphabetical order.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. If a Welshman says, "This is my fantasy," he might just be talking about his fizzy drink. During the war, my grandfather broke the Enigma code machine. And the other day, I saw sheep pole dancing in a kebab shop. My quest is to solve these problems and help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady Pauline, who looks after us.
Ah, good morning, Milton. I see you're preparing a splendid morning repast with your customary culinary flair.
What a smoothie.
Well, I like to think I have a certain style.
No, look, I've just made a smoothie.
May I try it? That's interesting.
Go on. People keep criticising, saying I should throw the towel in.
What's in it?
A towel. At least it's got vitamin C in it.
Oh, really?
It was an orange towel.
I suppose it's got lots of fibre, so that's good.
Milton, have you seen that manky old tangerine rug that the cat sleeps on?
Would you excuse me? Well, on the plus side, that means I still have my nice orange towel, and it's time for a trip to the Lido.
Ooh, shall we all go?
Actually, I've done 20 lengths already this morning. Only stopped because I kept banging my head on the taps.
Oh, you're just cross because you've been banned after you got into that fight with that bloke.
Well, he was breaking all the rules at once.
What, no eating, no smoking, no ducking?
Yes, he was eating a smoked duck sandwich.
Well, I'm sure they'll forgive you if you promise to behave yourself.
I know. I'll show I'm sorry and that I know how to behave safely by making everyone's sandwiches by the edge of the pool.
Won't they get soggy?
I'll bring the toaster. As we set off for the Lido, I remembered how I'd combined my love of outdoor activities with my passion for helping people. Like when I was in the Arctic, making my extreme survival TV show called...
Can You Survive with Milton Jones?
Well, hello. And this is fantastic. I'm with Colonel Charles Napier, ex-SAS, and we've just landed in the middle of the Arctic.
So, Milton, the first thing we need to do is get our supplies from the helicopter.
Actually, I told them to go.
Go?
When it's minus 40 degrees, the last thing you need is a giant fan.
Well, never mind. We'll call the helicopter back using the walkie-talkie.
Ah.
Right, this is serious. What about the emergency beacon?
Beacon? Not emergency bacon.
No, why would we...
I thought that sandwich was a bit crunchy. In fact, it's giving me a really bad tummy ache.
That beacon was programmed to emit a loud blast every 30 seconds.
I might manage that, actually.
Listen, Jones, I only agreed to this because you said you had experience of Arctic survival.
I do. Although on my last expedition, my companion got frostbite in his toes. It was terrible. Last thing at night, he had to switch from "this little piggy went to market" to "she loves me, she loves me not."
A polar bear!
Honestly, I don't care how cold it is here, there's simply no excuse for wearing real fur.
Milton, have you got anything in your pockets at all?
There's some food and fuel.
Excellent. What exactly?
A carrot and two pieces of coal. Can we make...
No, we can't!
Trust me, Colonel, I've already made a ball of snow. Just wedge the nose in there and eyes in here. We'll be home in no time. Just as soon as I find my emergency CD...
This had better be good, Jones.
We're walking with me.
Come on, Mr. Snowman, you can do it. Just climb on his back, sir.
No!
Here we are, then, outside the Lido. Hang on, someone's putting a lock on the gates. Excuse me, what's going on?
Apologies for any inconvenience caused, but we are actioning, as of now, the immediate termination of this aquatic facility.
Ah, fantastic.
You have no idea what she just said, have you?
Not really.
She's closing the pool.
Oh,
Said closure by order of the council owing to fiscal shortfalls in year-on-year revenue.
I like squirrels.
The council must have run out of money.
Thanks for translating.
Now, look here. This is quite unacceptable. It was bad enough you shutting the library.
I remember. As soon as we marched in, all the staff went shh. Then we had to go home and rewrite the placards in lowercase.
You haven't heard the last of this.
Well, my name's Rochelle and I'm the council's leisure facilitation compliance officer. So if you have any feedback, please don't hesitate in contacting myself.
You talk stupid.
Milton.
That's my feedback.
Oh, are you back already? Good. I wondered if either of you two had seen my purple swimming costume.
Nope. Blackcurrant smoothie, anyone?
Because I need it for my aqua aerobics class this afternoon.
Bad news, I'm afraid, Pauline. The Lido is being closed.
What? Oh, that makes me want to jump up and down.
No need for your class, then.
How is everyone going to cope?
Probably just shut their eyes till you stop.
Well, I think it's a terrible shame about the pool.
Especially as it was built by my great-grandfather, Sir Edwin Jones.
What, that bloke who has a statue in the town square?
That's right. He invented all sorts of things to do with swimming pools. For instance, a clever device for lifeguards who couldn't whistle.
Really?
It was called... Hold on, I've got it written down somewhere. The Whistle.
Good for him.
Oh, but I recall the sign on the statue says he invented the diving board.
Yeah, but unfortunately it was 10 years before the invention of the swimming pool.
Oh, dear.
By which time he was in a neck brace.
Oh, that's terrible.
But after that, he never looked back. Of course, I am very public-spirited myself. One way I help the community is by prison visiting, although sometimes the prisoners can be a bit too attached. So, how have you been, Tony?
Not talking to you.
Why not?
I hear you've been seeing other prisoners behind my back. I heard you wrote to a rival drug baron.
Miguel Sanchez is on death row in Mexico.
Yeah? What's he got that I haven't?
More interesting stamps.
Don't be like this, Milton. I thought we was like a proper couple, to sort of finish each other's sentences.
Tony, I'm not doing your last 6 years for you.
No. You can't treat me like this, Milton. It's not like any of the old gang can come and visit me anymore.
That's why you're in here, Tony.
Well, they were grasses. All right. I'm sorry, Milton. I was just shooting my mouth off.
At least it was yours this time.
Now, look here, Milton.
Visiting time's up. Say goodbyes.
Sorry, Milton. I know I have problems with anger. Thanks for, you know, caring.
Don't worry about it, Tony. You just need to get out more. When we got to the Lido, the gates were still locked.
Oh, dear.
No, it's all right. I know Terry, the caretaker.
All right, hold your horses. I'm coming. Just put me fag out.
Hello, Terry.
Pauline, me old girl.
Good Lord, he must be the most wrinkled man I've ever seen.
He probably just spent a lot of time in the pool. Maybe he's only 27.
All right, Terry. This is Anton, and this is Milton.
Oi, I thought I had you barred, Jones.
No, he's with me, Terry. We're organising a protest to save the Lido.
Yeah, nice one. Like the 70s. Winter of discontent. Yeah, that was a real David versus Goliath situation.
Ah, you were the little guy standing up against the council giant of administration.
Nah, chucked a stone, hitting the mayor in the face.
Listen, Terry, can you get us into the pool? It's all locked up here.
Yeah, you can come through my office. This way. Because time was, whole families used to come here, all getting fit and healthy in the fresh air, all happily smoking together.
I'll bet you've seen a few changes over the years.
Yeah, well, sometimes the cubicle doors just swing open and you have to have a look.
Still, I'm sure you've done your level best to keep this place in full working order.
Yeah, which reminds me, Milton, I found some of your mouldy old swimming trunks caught in the filter. It's just I hadn't cleaned them out for months. Fresh coffee, anyone?
No, thank you.
Yeah, they were so covered in bacteria and fungus, they had to be especially disposed of. People turn up in those suits to protect them from contamination.
Ah, the orange biohazard onesie. Particularly useful for jumping the queue in supermarkets. Just keep shouting through a megaphone, there's nothing to be concerned about.
You know what? We all ought to have a last stip for old time's sake.
Yeah, that's a nice idea. I'll get my armbands.
Good idea. Dress up as a Nazi. Show the council what you think of them.
Armbands? Can't you swim, Anton?
No. Not since that traumatic event a few years ago when Milton and I were on holiday.
I wanted to go somewhere with nice food, you know, both Moorish and delicious, so we went to Mauritius.
I wanted to go scuba diving, but unfortunately Milton had brought the wrong gas tanks. It was nitrous oxide.
Still, you laughed about it afterwards.
We were on the boat, and I spotted a pearl glinting at the bottom of the ocean. I dived down, swimming down and down, grabbing the pearl and seeing dozens of others besides, my lungs bursting for air every time I came up to the surface to the point of delirium.
It was round about that time I noticed that my mint imperials must have fallen off the side of the boat.
It took me weeks to recover.
Oh, dear.
Save our Lido! Save our Lido!
Aha! Here come the protesters.
Oh, come on, then.
Okay, everyone. Now it's time for the sit-in.
Milton, not sure that was such a good idea.
What do you mean?
Excuse me. But I must ask for this demonstration to cease with immediate effect.
Ah, Rochelle, here to witness the people make a stand or possibly take a swim.
Come on, Anton, join the protest.
Do you know, I think I just might. I'll just put on my Bermuda shorts. There we are. Oh, hang on. Something's disappeared.
It's the curse of the Bermuda shorts triangle.
That's right. There is. There's a triangle cut out of my Bermuda shorts in just the wrong place, Milton.
Ah, well, I discovered that my ancestor, Sir Edwin Jones, also invented the bathing costume. So I was just making sure his descendants get 15% of every costume sold. One day, I'm going to get millions of pounds in commission.
Millions of pounds? You need someone to give you a reality check.
Royalty check.
You see, did he say royalty check?
Yep. How much is it for?
Millions of pounds.
Of course it is.
Nice one.
6.7 million pounds. Now, Milton, you need to be careful.
I'm going to spend this all in one go.
No.
Yes, I'm going to buy, rebuild and restore this Lido.
Ah, in some mutually beneficial public-private partnership that would be commensurate with council policy?
Of course. But first, I'm going to get you a present.
Oh, for myself?
Yes, English lessons. Sir Edwin Jones had saved the day. He was a brilliant inventor ahead of his time. For instance, he also invented the first mobile phone.
Mabel, dear wife, behold my new mobile telephonic device.
Sir Edwin, are all these horses, cables and machinery really necessary just to have a telephone that moves? I mean, Sir Alexander Graham Bell is the only other person who's even got a telephone. Sir Edwin?
What?
Oh, Sir Edwin, will you stop looking at your telephone device?
What? Sorry. One day, Mabel, everyone will have one of these and it will fit in their pocket.
Nonsense. How on earth could that happen?
I shall make it happen by inventing the giant pocket.
What's that?
The telephone device is ringing.
That explains the choir on the cart behind.
Hey, you lot, I set you to vibrate, remember?
Sorry!
It's ringing, I tell you. This is history in the making. I must get up the steps, engage the pulley system to lift the receiver. Good afternoon, Sir Alexander. What? Hello? Hello? No, I just can't... Hello? Hang on a minute. I'm going outside to get better reception. No, I'm going to higher ground. Take the horses to the top of the hill. Yeah! Ah! Steady on, I'm losing control. Whoa. Hello? Who is this? What? Yes, I have been involved in an accident at work.
With all that money I just received, it seemed a shame to just rebuild the Lido. I decided to create a whole new complex. I showed Anton a model.
Ah, very impressive.
Obviously, when we come to construct the real thing, we're going to need a lot more Lego than this.
You can't actually build real things with Lego, Milton.
Nonsense. Haven't you heard of a red brick university? And so the construction of the Lido began. But there was one person who wasn't happy with what was going on.
Ah, Terry.
Listen, I've been having a look at the plans. What's this bit, labelled just for Cockneys?
Now, that's the special ducking and diving pool.
Really? I see they've almost finished the flumes in the adventure play area.
You could relax fine as it was, all squashed into one murky pool, surrounded by nice, healthy concrete slabs.
But look, Terry, you've got all kinds of coloured pipes with varying degrees of curvature, and they don't look very sturdy. Where are they from?
A specialist construction company in Denmark.
Lego?
Maybe.
Still, I assume you've put the bobbly bits on the outside.
Ah. But I've sorted the flumes by colour with varying degrees of danger.
Yes, like ski runs. So you've got yellow, red and blue.
And the scariest will be brown, eventually.
Oh, dear.
That's it. I'm hanging up my whistle. I've had it up to here with swimming pools.
That's not unusual, Terry.
Well, actually, Terry, you need to... there's a steel girder above about to...
Don't tell him!
Oh!
Oh, dear. Milton, why didn't you tell him?
The sign. No ducking.
Ah.
You haven't heard the last of this, you...
What was that?
Don't know. I didn't hear the last of it. Of course, I'd built other things before. I'd even helped a previous girlfriend build her dream home. I got on TV and everything.
I'm here with Milton and Jocasta, a couple planning a dream house based firmly on ecological principles.
Yes, Kevin, we wanted to build something that made as little impact on the land as possible.
That's right.
And I see you've achieved this by totally burying the structure into the ground itself and opting for a grass roof.
No, we just haven't started yet.
So... where did you get your inspiration?
Your show, Kevin.
Oh, it's on Channel 4. More 4. More 4 plus 1. We thought, if he can recycle that much, so can we.
So I'm back with Milton and Jocasta, and it's now 6 months into their build. So have they remained true to their recycling principles?
Well, you see all those people over there by the tents? I'll just give them a wave. Well, the timber, the bricks and the windows... came from their houses.
That's not quite what we mean by recycling.
Well, it's actually why we've gone over budget already. We had to build a big fence to keep them out.
Okay, maybe you should walk me through things. Oh, I see the front of the house is held up by these two huge steel lintels.
No, not quite, Kevin. We also wanted to remain true to our vegetarian principles, so...
Actually, two huge steel lintels.
I'm back with eco-builders Milton and Jocasta, and I'm keen to see how they've tackled the perpetual bane of living off-grid, power.
Well, Kevin, in keeping with our principles, we're mainly powered by the sun.
That sun being Billy on the treadmill there.
Hello.
Get a move on, lad. I want a bath later.
That doesn't seem very green.
Well, I say sun, but he's actually Milton's child from a previous marriage.
As I say, everything's been recycled. We have a wind turbine, too.
Ah, now the climate here is pretty harsh. Have you taken any measures to protect it from the elements?
Yep, we put it indoors.
Indoors?
The only problem is, if you want it to generate enough to put the heating on, you have to open all the windows. Jocasta, turn the thermostat up, would you? It suddenly got a bit nippy.
All right, darling.
Eventually, the Milton Jones Splashback Centre was open for business. It was time for a visit from the mayor. Anton and I showed him around the facilities.
Now, next on the schedule, Milton has organised a display of synchronised swimming.
Oh, splendid.
Milton, she's doing the routine by herself. Why is there only one of her?
Ah, but what you don't realise is that there are three other swimmers in pools in Leicester, Hull and Glasgow doing exactly the same thing.
What?
Oh, yes, and one in Paris who finished an hour ago. Then came the highlight of the event, a grand gala dinner for all the councillors and guests under the enormous glass dome.
Thank you for doing the catering, Pauline.
Oh, my menu's all over the place, thanks to that Rochelle. She said it had to be carbon neutral, so I had to cut back on the meat.
cauliflower cheese and sprout salad. And that might explain why we're getting a build-up of, shall we say, greenhouse gases.
You might be right. Oh, dear. The solar panels have stopped working. But it's OK, everyone. I'll just light some candles.
Milton, no!
With hindsight, everyone jumping into the pool to get away from the massive fireball was the ideal way to introduce people to the facilities. But Rochelle wasn't happy. She even complained about the poolside restaurant. It was on board a mini-submarine called HMS Nando's. But you had to be careful not to burn your eyes on the peri-periscope. No matter what we did, Rochelle never seemed happy. So I decided to call a meeting.
Milton, I have to state that there is ongoing concern you're not paying due diligence to safety issues.
And that's why I've called this board meeting.
Yes, Milton, I don't think you should have held it, actually, on a diving board.
springy.
Milton.
OK, fellow colleagues, I feel I should point out the elephant in the room. It's over there.
Milton.
I know, Sheba. They all knew you were here, but no one said anything.
I have major concerns about all the wildlife in the pool complex.
Me too. I almost drowned on my first day as a seahorse whisperer.
Notwithstanding that, there needs to be a reclassification of policy guidelines relating
to... Oh, come on, Rochelle. Plain English.
Yeah, sausage, bacon, egg...
No, plain. Not full English, Milton.
It's just a matter of time before there is a major accident.
Well, if you need someone to take the blame, I'm happy to jump before I'm pushed.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.
Back in the dome, our problems were starting to mount up. Things were getting heated.
Milton, I just feel it's getting a little too tropical.
Nonsense.
Excuse me, mate. Where can I get a towel?
Cross the rope bridge, through the waterfall, and they're in a pile by the snake pit. But don't come back through the waterfall, otherwise you'll defeat the object.
Cheers.
I just can't help feeling we've lost sight of trying to keep the Lido open.
I'm sorry. This is part of my great-grandfather's vision. If someone doesn't like it, they can leave. Anton, are you trying to leave?
Well, yes. The main entrance to the dome seems to be stuck. Oh, we've been locked in.
That's right.
Terry.
Yes. I've had all the doors sealed up. If you like your new Hequipark experience so much, you can experience it forever.
Be reasonable, Terry. I've got a chocolate orange somewhere with your name on it.
No!
This place is infested with bugs. We'll never survive.
Nonsense. I've just had a call from a TV company wanting to make a show about our work here. But who would watch a bunch of nobodies in a jungle just trying to perform tasks? We were trapped, and eventually, disease struck.
Milton, Pauline's not well.
Oh, no. What is it?
Well, her skin is an odd colour. She started singing.
Look at the stars. Look how they shine for you.
Yellow fever.
I think we should get you to a doctor.
Nonsense. I feel fine. In fact, I've never been happier. Oh, it's all so beautiful.
No, we have to get out of here. Think, Anton, think. Terry trapped us in here. How could we try and bring him back?
How about break all the swimming pool rules at once?
Of course. He'll have to come in here and throw us out.
So I'll run, then dive into the pool, duck you under the water, and all while you're smoking a cigarette.
I hesitate to ask, but what about heavy petting? I have never been more relieved to see an elephant. Well, we'll both pet the elephant, and then I'll have the illicit cigarette.
Anton!
Rochelle!
Busted.
Are you combusting shredded tobacco leaf in a designated leisure zone?
Well, we were desperate. We tried breaking all the rules at once to get Terry to unlock the doors.
Listen, I've arrived to posit a potential egress solution.
Anton?
She's found a way out. Come on!
Wait! This is my home, built in memory of my ancestor. There is nothing that could make me want to...
And it was all yellow! Ooh!
On second thoughts, let's go. We followed Rochelle through the abandoned service tunnel, but suddenly it came to a dead end.
Oh, I never meant to cause you trouble.
We have to hurry. The yellow fever's really taken hold.
Soon she'll start working her way through the albums.
There's not a moment to lose. Oh, no!
Now the tunnel's filling up with water. Someone must have switched the wave machine on before we left.
No, it won't be the wave machine, Anton. I designed that. It's just a giant hand next to the pool that moves from side to side.
Look, look, an escape hatch. We're saved. How to open it?
It's okay. There's an instruction manual in a glass case. And a little hammer to smash the glass.
Milton, use that hammer carefully.
Relax, Anton. I know what I'm doing.
And there go my reading glasses. So I won't be able to read the manual.
You wouldn't have been able to anyway. It's written in council jargon.
Hey, leave it to me.
Rochelle?
I can do this. Right, page one. Council hatch opening manual. Before reading further, please submit your risk assessment form with regards to...
Rochelle, please, hurry. The water level's rising.
Page 23A, appendix B, clearly states...
Rochelle, there isn't time to do it by the book.
Wait, Milton... Perpendicular to your person. Only you can reach it. The construction workers have left some implements that can be of assistance.
Plain English, Rochelle. We're all going to die.
Milton, pass me the metallic-ended excavation facilitator.
Rochelle.
The spade! Pass me the spade!
Spade?
It's a miracle. She's called a spade a spade. Well done, Rochelle.
And now to bribe Terry with it.
Oh, no, you donut. Give it here. I'm smashing the hatch.
We smashed the hatch open and we were free. But as we clambered out to safety, there was Terry.
How did you escape?
Through the escape hatch.
Yeah, I should have seen that coming, really.
Wait a minute. This isn't about the Lido, is it?
No. It was all about a pair of Milton's swimming trunks.
Well, when you're a fashion icon...
Let me guess. The bacteria they found in them after all those years turned out to have medical uses.
And military ones. Yeah. I was going to sell it to the Pentagon for a fortune.
Well, if they have medical uses, I know someone who could use a dose. Pauline, how about I make my trunks into a nice smoothie?
You know what? Now I'm out in the fresh air, I feel much better. So much better. Oh, let's go back to the start. And it was
She's still singing Coldplay.
Oh, no, I just happen to like Coldplay.
Pauline, I'm very sorry, but there's absolutely no cure for that.
Well, we all seem to have made it to the other side. But seriously, all that council health and safety, it's an absolute minefield.
Whatever you do, don't tell them.
That was Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill, Josie Lawrence and Dan Tetzel. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a positive production for the BBC.